HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're continuing now with Halachot of Hadlakat Nerot for Friday night. In Siman Res Samech Gimel, Maran says, Yeh Zayid La'asot Ner Yafeh. A person should be careful to make a nice candle. V'yesh Bechavnim La'asot Shtei Petilot. We have a minhag of doing two different wicks. One keneged Zachor and one keneged Shamor. Now here it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim la'lik ner lichvot Shabbat Kodesh Kodesh Shabbat. Rav David Yosef, he brings down, there's a machloket already in the Rishonim, is the Ner Shabbat deoraita or drabanan? They want to bring down whether it's the Samag or others, that they actually did count it. The Bala Lachok Dolo, they counted it as a deoraita, and they connected it to, because we know that the women have three mitzvot. What are the three mitzvot that the women have? We always say it's the Chena or Chana. Vatipalel Chana. What is Chana? Chala nida halakataner. So just like Afrashat Chala is deoraita, Nida is Doraita, Halakat Aner should also be Doraita. By the way, Derech Agav, if you remember, we mentioned, why does it say Halakat Aner? Right? It should just say Ner, right? Or why do we say, for example, you should say Hafrashat Chala, just like you say Halakat Aner. So if you remember, that's what we mentioned, that this was the Minhag, which is based, whether it's Rav Akiva Eiger, also on the Mishnayot and others as well, that it's always the husband that he prepares the candle, and she's only obligated on the Hadlakah, on the lighting of the candle. But it is the minhag that the husband is the one that he prepares the candles of the Shabbat. So you have chala, nida, lakataner. So therefore, just like the other two were deoraita, it comes from the Torah. So to this one, it is from the Torah. However, though, he brings down, whether it's the Rambam and many other Rishonim as well, they say that it's the Rabbanan, and they bring down, they made it like an asmachta to the Pasuk, which means that it is not deoraita, it is only the Rabbanan. Now, even if you do say it's the Rabbanan, we are doing it because of Shalom Bayit, Ner Shalom Bayit, and that's why, just like the Pasuk or the Gemara is based, it's, the Gemara says, Fatizlach mi Shalom Nashim means Halakat Aner, because if there's no light, imagine, you cannot eat properly, you cannot walk around properly, you cannot do anything properly, so therefore this candle is the candle of Shalom Bayit. Some people want to say that it's part of Oneg Shabbat, and some people want to say that it's part of Kavod Shabbat. We do, there are a few differences between Kavod Shabbat, Oneg Shabbat, whether it's going to be that you're benefiting or enjoying the Shabbat, or because this is the respect of the Shabbat. But whichever one it is, we do have both reasons over here, because of the Oneg Shabbat and the Kavod Shabbat, and it's a mitzvah divrei sofrim to come and to light the candles. Right? There is going to be also, as it's brought down, Amar Rav Huna in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Chav Gimel Ubet, somebody that is accustomed to always lighting candles of the Shabbat, so then they will have children which are Tamidei Chachamim. Rashi explains, but since it says Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, so therefore through the Ner of the Mitzvah, the Ner of Shabbat, you will have children which are Torah Or, which come and illuminate the world with the Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh says something interesting. The Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parashah Bereshit, he says like this, a woman has to light the candles b'simchat ha'lev uv'ratzon, with the joy, right, and with the strong will, sh'arei kavod elyon hula, because this is a kavod for her to do so. U'zchut gedola b'shila sh'tizkeh lebanim kedoshim, and she's going to have a very great merit that she will have good children, banim kedoshim, holy children, shiu ner ha'olam, right, b'torah v'irah, that they will be the candle of the world in Torah and God-fearing, v'irbu shalom ba'aretz, they will increase peace in the world. It actually gives a husband long life. So he says here, and therefore a woman has to be very, very careful with it. So that's why by the Nerot of Shabbat, it is so important that we try to do the utmost, the best. Whether it's that we're using the olive oil and we're doing it properly. Why? Because this actually gives the husbands arichut yamim. So therefore, this is the Zohar HaKadosh. So I think it's important that women should be very, very cautious in doing this, in order that Bezrat Hashem, she should have good children, children which are God-fearing children, and also Bezrat Hashem, to give the husbands, right, arichut yamim also.